Next kinnah, written by Rabbi Dan Levi, is actually the beginning of a whole series of kinnahs that are called the Tzions. For the most part, the theme behind all the kinnahs of the Tzions is similar in the sense of it's a tremendous longing, a tremendous desire, spoken in the most beautiful poetic words. We can even hear the sobs and the tears and the hopes and aspirations of Rabbi Dan Levi speaking on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. A man who lived in the Middle Ages in Spain, although perhaps maybe not as geographically distant from Eretz Yisrael as where most of us live, but for sure in those days was a very, very difficult journey, almost impossible journey for most people. And Rabbi Dan Levi, later in life, actually made that journey and traveled and arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Versions about exactly what happened to Rabbi Dan Levi. According to one version, he was actually murdered right near the Kosel. But Rabbi Dan Levi expresses in the most beautiful, poignant ways the love and the desire, the hopes and the dreams for Klal Yisrael to be reunited there to Israel. He describes sitting in Spain, what he would give just to literally sit on the floor of Eretz Yisrael, a privilege that we have right now. What he would give literally just to walk the dirt roads of Eretz Yisrael, privilege that we've had this entire summer. What he would give just to breathe the air of Eretz Yisrael that we are doing as we speak. Usually, when I have the opportunity to come to Eretz Yisrael, as the plane is landing, seatbelts go on, start walking through the plane to get ready for landing. So there are several images that always flash in front of my eyes. Doesn't matter how many times you come back to Eretz Yisrael, the same images constantly repeat themselves. Two individuals whose images flash in front of my eyes. One, obviously, I didn't literally see, what I was privileged to see. One was the image of Moshe Rabbeinu. Imagine for a moment, Moshe Rabbeinu, the other Hanavim, the Moshe Rabbeinu, Vityas Mitzrayim, or Kriyas Yamsuf, or Matan Torah, the one who's Zichra Torah, Moshe Abdi, the Torah we learn every day. Imagine what Moshe Rabbeinu would have given, as we just read, Shabbos and Mincha, what he would have given to be sitting next to me on that plane, to land in Eretz Yisrael for a few short moments or for a few weeks. Moshe Rabbeinu would have given anything and everything to be sitting in NCSY Kolo for the summer. That was his dream and his longing. And perhaps it's through his words, his longing to enter into Eretz Yisrael that gave Klal Yisrael chizuk throughout the last 2,000 years. I always think about a story that Rabbi Willig had told me about. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was one of his grandfathers, whose name was Moshe. And he married until the end of his life to visit Eretz Yisrael. And I remember Rabbi Willig told us that this Moshe had said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Zoicha, but little Moshe Lewillig was Zoicha. He said, who can begin to fathom the schus, the opportunities, and yes, the obligation and what it carries with us to be able to live the dream of Tzion, of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Rabbi Dan Levi. There's another individual whose image always, every single time that plane begins to go down, flashed in front of my eyes. It was an individual who I traveled with to Eretz Yisrael the very first time in my life. I was 5 years old. Traveled with my family for the first time to Eretz Yisrael. And my grandmother, La Shalom, accompanied us on that trip. And she, as well as my parents, none of us had ever been in Eretz Yisrael before. A little bit of a different world. Flying wasn't what it is today. People didn't hop on a plane just for a Pesach, for a Sukkot, for a Shabbos. A little bit of a different world when I grew up. And I remember sitting, I was 5 years old, some time ago, my grandmother sitting next to me on the plane. And as that plane began to land, she was looking out the window, to be the first one to get a glimpse of Eretz Yisrael. She was a woman already in her 70s, who had grown up in Europe, a small town in Galicia in Poland. Chasdi Hashem had been spared the Holocaust that arrived in America several years before. And no doubt had grown up as a little girl with dreams and aspirations. Maybe someday she'll be zochet to see Eretz Yisrael. A dream that for the most part of the last 2,000 years was nothing more than a dream. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her that blessing to be able to, towards the end of her life, the one and only time, to be able to see and to spend a few weeks in Eretz Yisrael. And that image was almost representative of hundreds of generations of Klal Yisrael. Throughout the years of Golos, we, each and every one of us, we are the descendants of those people who swore by the rivers of Bavel that someday Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael. We are all the descendants of those individuals we read about in the previous kinos, the descendants of the Jews, the Crusades, the pogroms, the Holocaust, the Inquisitions, and the hopes and dreams to be able to return to Eretz Yisrael. How much this is a mechayev to us, how much this obligates us. Sometimes, as we're here, the course of the summer, many of us hopefully will come back to Eretz Yisrael to learn yeshiva. Hopefully, we should be zocha, come back to Eretz Yisrael to live. To be able to represent all the Doridoros, all the generations of the Ruda Levis and others who dreamt to touch the stones of Eretz Yisrael. Don't waste the opportunity. Don't waste what can be accomplished even in the next several days. Every moment, every second that you have in Eretz Yisrael is something which is precious beyond words. Look back at the Ruda Levi. Look back at your own grandparents. Look back at those who came before you. What you are doing, learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael, you are carrying on the tradition of all of those before us who didn't have that tzchus. The Kadosh Baruch Hu give us that siyata d'shmaya to be able to follow the dreams of Ruda Levi. All of Klal Yisrael will find their way back to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, I'm not